Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We'll be holding in Beitzo Daf Lamed Ches in the Art School Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starring Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on top. The work continues to discuss what can you use for hasaka, for wood, for fuel, which is doesn't have a din of muktzeh and you can't move. So Tani Reb Chiya Mesiki Bo Yechlim, you're allowed to use food to put it into the fire. Avaloi B'Klifeim V'loi B'Galineim. You can't use the peels or the pits, because the peels in the pits are muktzeh, and how you can use it for hasaka, if it happened in Yom Tov, it's considered to be noilad, it's muktzeh, you're not allowed to use it. Says the Gemara, Rav Avi Yosef Kamei Reb Chiya Rabba. Rav was sitting in front of Reb Chiya. He was eating fruits. It looked like he's throwing the pits into the fire. But really what happened was, he was not throwing it into the fire, he was throwing it in front of the fire. Don't throw it to the fire, throw it in front of the fire, because it looked like he was throwing it into the fire. So Rav asked Reb Chiya, what's the difference? What's the difference of throwing it into the fire or in front of the fire? Meaning we go after the Rabbi Seinu that says you don't do it. So Rabbi Chaim brings you the Charedin that says, that really Rav is saying, if it's in my hand and I'm anyway throwing it, it doesn't matter where you're throwing it. Came Rabbi Chaim and said, Loi plug. We're not going to be mechalik. Because once you say you're not allowed to put muktzeh into the fire, even if it's in your hand, then really technically it should not be a problem, because anyway you have to take it out of your hand, you still don't put it, you don't use it as fuel for the fire. The Gemara continues now to explain what Rav did, why Rav did throw it. Now, as Rav Chaim points out, the Gemara before said that Rav really did not throw into the fire. It just looked like he threw into the fire. But all these Mandarmin, they're going to explain what Rav did. They hold that Rav did put into the fire. So what's Shad? What why did he put in the fire? He did not throw the peels or the pits. He threw the food itself. The food is not muktzeh. Or of Amy Rav Loya Chulohava. It was a weekday. It wasn't Yom Tov. What Rav Chiya was telling him is, if you do this in Yom Tov, it's Asur. But it was during the weekday, it was a regular day, and that therefore there was no issue in putting the thing into the fire. The Mishnah says, V'loi b'koridim, now use an axe. Rav Yannai Amri Mivakim b'koridim. You could use a koridim. Tanya Roshai Mivakim b'koridim. You also hold you could use a koridim. Shmuel Omar Halacha Kibishoim Mivakim b'koridim. That's the halacha as well. Tani Rabbi Yisrael B'Kippur, Oma Meshua B'Lozim Shemoya, B'Chami Oysrim B'Sil Matim, it's B'Chogis B'Chami B'Sil, Kur B'Sil is Mutter. And here the Pnei Moshe explains, now that you can use the cordum the regular way, you have to do B'Shinui, the cordum, the axe has two sides to it. He used the side which is not the usual way to use, and therefore it's Mutter. Tlevi Maglu now will use a sickle. He's Tani Tani Mivakim. One, there is a brice that says you could use a sickle. There is a brice that says you're not allowed to. The one who says you can use a sickle, talking about a hand sickle, which means not such a professional one. It's a larger one that you use in the harvest that you cannot use. Continues the Gemara now with base. He's tiny, tiny. There's a brice that says, mefasasim bikalkim. One can separate the tangled hair of a nazir. It's tani tani ein mefasasim. There's a verse that says you now separate the tangled hair. The one that says you could do it, talk about a healthy one where the hair is very full and there's no chashash, he's going to come and pull out hair. When he's weak and he may pull out hair. You're allowed to rub trees that have good hair in it, like the hadassim, to take the smell out of it on Yom Tov. There's a price that says you're not allowed to do it. When it's moist, so then you could do it, take it out, it won't cut the leaves. We'll talk about dry, and he may pull out the leaves. And putting out the leaves over here, even though it's cut, is preparing, makes these branches into roi lekisum, to a toothpick, and therefore it's considered to be doing a clean, it's also a Yom Tov. You're allowed to put the mustard on coal to make it sweeter. Mandomar, using here the use of Reb Chaim. Mandomar, ain't rematke. Mandomar that says that you're not allowed to sweeter this way. He put it on top of the coal, because he may extinguish the coal this way. Omando Omar Mematki, the one who says you could do it, but should also the oh, he put the coal on top of it, so the coal would not be extinguished. He's telling Tani Shofim as a kesef bekartikoin. There's a price that says that you can come and clean the silverware with kartikoin, which is some kind of sand that's what you use to clean the silverware. He's telling Tani ain't Shofim. There's a price that says you don't. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Mandom Shofi, the one who said you could rub it, should also be of Yontiv, peep appear the sand before Yontiv. Mandom and Shofi, should also be Yontiv. According to Rav Chaim's explanation, the reason is you now do Lisha and Yontiv. And Yontiv, you cannot create some kind of a structure, some kind of a cream to go and use it for the silverware. So therefore, if you prepare before Yontiv, so then you can use it. If you did it on Yontiv, you cannot use it. And when the Gemara says, B'shidos to be Yontiv, is Lav Davka, meaning do not put it on Yontiv. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Beitzo, Dav Lamed Ches.